Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
I wish I would have met you anywhere but where I
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. It is Father Glenn St. Patty's Day party at Sullivan Hardware and Garden, 71st and Keystone. You can either buy a ticket online at sullivanhardware.com or just walk in and you can pay at the door. It's $10 per person, $25 per family. So it is very family friendly. There's plenty of food, Irish beef stew, corned beef sandwiches, brats and more, Guinness, Smittix, lots of green beer, and of course our whole host of craft beers from around central Indiana. Joining me now is my cousin Sean O'Connor, Glenn O'Connor's father, Glenn's much younger brother. Hey, Sean.
Thank you for that, Pat.
Yeah. How much older was Glenn?
He was 8 years older.
So he was the oldest of eight.
Oldest of eight kids. And he was kind of a trailblazer and a troublemaker. And by the time he left the house, my parents were so gassed. The rest of us could do whatever we wanted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So wow.
He kind of set
the trailblazer there, huh?
Yeah.
So did he get in trouble in high school, or was just kind of just doing crazy stuff?
All of the above, yeah.
So when?
How did he end up in seminary?
Yeah.
That was the big surprise. You know, he was...
Was he ever thinking about that in high school? Of course, you were younger.
Well, he went to the Latin school, right?
Oh.
So
right,
maybe seeds were planted.
Did your dad make him go?
Yes. Yeah. That was maybe... a way for him to be good, but he wasn't. So then he went to Ball State for a little bit, worked for my dad in the real estate office, worked at Skippy Car Wash for a while.
Skippy Car Wash.
And then he must have been about 24, came home and says, I think I'm going to be a priest. And everybody's like, what?
What?
That's because he had to work.
Yeah.
And he didn't realize what he was getting into.
Yeah.
So. But he grew up Catholic.
He did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And there's something tripped that, whether it was respect of somebody.
Yeah, he thought he only had to work on Sundays if he was a priest.
Boy, and I tell you what, there was not, and I'm serious, there was not a harder working priest
Absolutely.
In the diocese than Glenn O'Connor, because he never said no. He would never say no to anyone. It's like even when my mother died, it's like, you know, I said, well, Glenn, what's your schedule look like? He goes, just tell me when you want to have it.
I thought
and
it was
so I picked the date. We picked the date for the funeral. Well, he was going on a hunting trip and had to delay it by 4 days.
Oh.
And we could, you know, but that was Glenn.
You hear stories like that over and over again. He was in Rome and meeting with the pontiff, and somebody needed a funeral. So he said goodbye to Rome and headed home for the funeral.
Amazing.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? I tell this story all the time, but Archbishop Daniel was in, I don't know if it's the same trip to Rome. I know
Bicline,
he went to
O'Meara, which one? I can't remember which one.
Bicline.
Okay.
And there was Archbishop Bicline and Glenn were classmates, I believe, correct?
No, he was the rector down at St. Mind.
Okay.
Glenn was going through.
So, but anyways, we have a photo up the register with Father Glenn and John Paul. Pope John Paul.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's, like, kind of cool. And so the Archbishop is in the store, and he's looking down at the frame sitting on the register, and he goes, What does his jacket say? And I go, I think it says Firestone. Or something. It was one of his racing.
It was a racing jacket.
A racing jacket that he had. And it's like... And then
he got it for free, I'm sure.
Archbishop just put down what he was going to buy and just walked out. All right, tell us about Seeds of Hope, John.
Okay.
How did that start?
The full story starts in 1999. Glenn was pastor out at St. Joe's Parish. And St. Joe's was a parish that used to have a school and a convent, and those had long since been closed down. And so there was another... halfway house, another organization running a halfway house, leasing the convent from the Archdiocese. And they abruptly decided that it wasn't working for them. And so the executive director at the time walks across the parking lot, knocks on Glenn's door, and says, hey, we have ladies in the middle of recovery, and they have no place to go. And As you said, Glenn never said no, never says no. So he goes, well, okay, we'll just figure it out. So he starts Seeds of Hope. He calls me up. I'm a CPA. Okay. He goes, hey, can you help me form what is a 501c3? So I helped him form a 501c3. And he started from absolute scratch. And slowly but surely, he gained, you know, his friends to help support this. There's Seeds of Hope takes no insurance. It's just all self-funded, right? Fast forward to 2008. Your brother-in-law, Paul Weaver, helped Glenn make an application to the Federal Home Loan Bank of Indianapolis, and they got a grant, and they used that money to actually buy the convent from the Archdiocese and expand it to its current capacity, which is 17 ladies. So these are ladies that are originally pretty much going through alcohol addictions, and now it's drug addictions and alcohol addictions, coming from all over the place.
Families or no families? Just the ladies?
Just the ladies just this ladies. Time, but hold that thought.
Oh, okay.
That's a good thought, though.
Hold that thought. And then going forward from about 2008 to 2014-15, they started thinking about a three-quarter house. So what the ladies go in and they live there for 6 to 9 months to go through their program. But if you send them right back to where they came from, that's just a recipe for relapse. So Glenn had been thinking about what he calls a three-quarter house, a place they can go and live for another 12 to 24 months, get on their feet financially, and hopefully not go back to where their problems originated. And Glenn had made application to the Federal Home Loan Bank a couple more times, and that became much more competitive and was unsuccessful. And then Glenn dies 5 years ago this Friday. And that's when I joined the board. Up until that time, my involvement with Seeds of Hope was Glenn would call. You know, you said Glenn never asked for more than $25. That's a lie.
Well, that was just for families.
So Glenn died on the 15th?
The 15th of March.
The Ides of March?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my Lordy.
Yep.
Is that prophetic or what?
So then about a week after that, I joined the board of Seeds of Hope. And we made another application to the Federal Home Loan Bank and didn't work out. And so that year, we always have a fundraiser the weekend before Thanksgiving. And they usually raise $60,000 or $70,000 for operations. That year, and Pat became the MC of that event, taking over for Glenn.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I've gotten a lot of Glenn's events. I had no idea how much stuff he MC'd.
And that year, we raised $800,000.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
And got up and asked contractors and subcontractors if they want to donate time materials.
And of course we always do. When contractors are asked, they don't always have cash flow, but they've got their guts and hard work.
So for $800,000 and a lot of in-kind donations, we built a 22-room Father Glenn O'Connor three-quarter house, which we opened up in July of 2021. And that is full of ladies graduating from Seeds of Hope or other like places. You don't have to graduate from Seeds of Hope to be eligible to live there.
Sean O'Connor has joined us. He is the younger brother of Father Glenn O'Connor, who we are celebrating today at Father Glenn's St. Patrick's Day party. So what's it like coming to a party?
All right, so wait, there's one more step here.
Wait a second.
There's more.
We're not done yet. So the executive director for the last 8 years was a lady by the name of Marvetta Grimes. She was a 2000 graduate of Seeds of Hope, never left. She was a house mom for a while, ended up being executive director.
She was a force.
And her story, sadly, when she was going through her troubles, she had six kids, and they were all taken away from her, put in foster care, and her four-year-old son, Anthony, died in foster care, was starved to death. So she had a tragic story, but you would never know that every time you talk to her. I'd say, hey, doing Marvetta, I am blessed. That's how she always started the conversation. So anyway, about a week before the grand opening of the Father Glenn House, okay, no small task, putting the money together, get it in the bill. We're going to have a grand opening. And she goes, hey, nice job, Sean, on the Father Glenn House, but now we have to take care of women in recovery and their children because this is her story, right? Like, come on, Marvetta.
And you're just the family accountant. Oh, boy.
The very next day, I get a call from Volunteers of America, Indiana and Ohio, large organization. They're down at IHCDA, which is a tax credit agency, meeting with the executive director down there. They say they want to take care of women in recovery and their children. And that executive director says, call Sean O'Connor at Seeds of Hope.
Are you kidding
this
me?
This is Glenn O'Connor.
That is amazing. Yeah.
Just like within 24 hours, 48 hours? Get out of here.
So John Von Ark, the president, came to the grand opening. We started a dialogue. And 2 years later, we get a tax credit award. We hope to begin construction in the next 45 days of two additional buildings, two and three bedroom units for women in recovery
and their children.
You can't make this stuff up,
Sean. I know.
The first floor, the first building is going to have 12 units for the women that are actually going through recovery. The second building is 24 units of three quarter house. The first floor of that first building is going to have a preschool and a daycare. It's going to have a free medical clinic run by my brother, Dr. Tom O'Connor,
yep,
and my wife, who's our RN, Chris, and then the VOA offices. So
you can't make
it's
this
all
up.
It's all so coming cool together, and it took Glenn to get upstairs and start pulling the strings.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just like that forecast that it was going to rain all day today.
I'm sorry. I read the forecast, yep. Okay?
No, that's before Glenn fixed it.
Yeah, before
So one more thing about Father, yep, Father Glenn. So 5 years on Friday, he'll be gone. We have set up a webpage. If you go to the Seeds of Hope website and go to About Us, we are soliciting testimonials about Glenn from the thousands of people from Indianapolis, Indiana, around the world. So if you have a story about Glenn, please go to the website and submit your testimony.
Is it seedsofhope.org?
Uh-huh.
Got it.
I mean, and probably a lot of those you'll click on and say, this comment's been hidden.
Yeah, yeah. We can't publish that.
We can't publish that one. But yeah, we sure miss them. Yep. And well, I think that's this party today that goes, and we got to get out of here. We're really late. But we're late for Father Glenn.
But every
so it's okay.
Nickel's going to it's Seeds okay. of Hope.
Yep.
God bless you, Pat.
So this party goes until 4 o'clock today. Come out. It's a blast. It's a, you know, you won't, and maybe you'll find yourself getting involved with Seeds of Hope.
Yeah, look for cousin absolutely. Eddie O'Connor. He's all in green. He's yeah. all in green, yeah. man.
Sean, thanks for spending a little time with us.
Thank you.
All right, coming right back, 93 WIBC.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.